Well, hello, 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 my good people. It has been quite some time since I have done a cast. And a lot has been going on. What has been going on with you guys? It has been just too long. My apologies for that. Been a bit busy with life, work, working my new job, which is just crazy. I just be crazy, stupid busy. I mean, stupid busy. But I had somebody tag me on Facebook the other day asking me what was going on. So I appreciate that. Shout out to Gina. Shout out to Gina for getting on my butt saying she needed a new one and shit. Miss you, girl. But let's see. What's been going on, guys? Let me see. So after 10 long fucking years, I finally went on a fucking vacation. Y'all, if y'all follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I'm sure y'all see my lives, my pics, all of that good stuff. I had a fucking blast. Like, I've been here before. So, like, I'm just going to say it was new to me all over again because it's been so long. But I had an amazing time. I cannot wait to go back. I have to make sure that I don't take as long as I did before. I mean, you know, life shit happens. That's the main reason why people can't do what they want to do, because of life. But I got to make sure that I don't. And that speaks for everybody. Shit, don't let time pass like that where you can't go enjoy yourself, like period. Just, and I mean, it don't even have to be the Bahamas, Jamaica, Hawaii. It don't have to be none of that. I mean, shit, you can go to a whole nother state and just do a little getaway. But just don't let that time pass, because, like, I did not want to leave. Like, to what job? To what house? What family? But, you know, you got to step back into reality. Shit, you got to, period. But overall, I had fucking fun. Like I said, if y'all follow me on any of those social media platforms, y'all done seen my videos, or you watched my lives, or you seen my pictures, whatever. I just know I had fun. I ain't gonna even get into the mishap that happened down there, because that's behind me. For one of my listeners, you know exactly what I'm talking about, sweetheart. But I ain't gonna get into all of it, because it's done and over with. But overall, like I said a million one times, I had fun. And I can't wait for next year, because next year I'm out of here again too, with the same person, except adding on two more. Which, this trip next year is really not for me, it's for somebody else. So she'll be ecstatic when she find out where we going. But yeah, you gotta get away from this fucking city. Like, it's just always extra shit going on. Always extra shit going on in life. But what's been going on with y'all? Like, I've been away. Felt like I've been away for fucking ever. Started a cast and not even doing my cast. But sorry about that again. I just been a little preoccupied doing other shit. But I want to talk a little bit about my new job. So everything going good. And Gina, I'm sure you're going to listen to this shit, because you've been waiting. So you're going to be the first person I send a message to saying that I'm doing one, or I've done one. So I know you're going to listen to this. But I think when you left Toyota, you did property management. I don't know how long you stayed. If I heard correctly, you didn't stay long. I'm not sure, but whatever. So, you know, exactly where I'm coming from and where the stressors come in at and all the shit that you're supposed to do. Like, I think maybe yours might have been a little bit different. You gotta send me some response to that. You could do it on here too. You don't have to like message me on Facebook or whatever. You could actually do it on the app or whatever, and I could respond back to you just to let you know. But like, I deal with a HUD building, so it's a little bit different. Like, I gotta do recertifications and shit, and you might have had to do the same thing, but I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, yeah, those recerts is a bitch. And then like, my other building is a WIDA building, so it's like tax credit units, and it's just all kind of paperwork. But it's good though. It's a totally different experience than what I'm accustomed to. And you talking to somebody that, let me see, I've worked in retail, I've worked in office, I've worked in factories, hard labor type jobs. Like, my first sit-down job was at Toyota. Like, I've always had a stand-up job, whether it was retail, working in a factory, or working for, like, FedEx or something like that. So, like, Toyota was my first sit-down job, which you become accustomed to that shit, because, like, if you used to just standing up all the fucking time on your feet and your back and whatnot and stuff like that, when you finally get a sit-down job, at first it take a minute to get accustomed to that. But then you be like, shit, you needed this, because you break yourself down, you know, standing up all the time. Especially like when I worked at FedEx, same time I worked at Toys R Us. So, you know, I was a tired man. I was tired as hell. Like, man, Toys R Us wanted to hire me on, because at first I was temp. Just, you know, through the holidays and shit. But then once they seen how well I could sell credit cards, they wanted to hire me on. So I was working there in FedEx. So I was tired as hell in FedEx. You know, you standing on concrete. So them damn steel-toe boots was a motherfucker. But I got through it, you know. I got through it. I left FedEx. I went to LB. A lot of y'all probably don't know what that is. That's Lane Bryant Fat Girl Clothing Store. And that's a stand-up job too. You know, stand up, move around on your feet all the time. So all my shit's been stand-up jobs. Like the airport was like non-stop. That motherfucker job. But it was all good too. It was all good too. But anyway, back to my point. So, you know, when you first start a job, especially if you've never been in that field, I don't know about y'all, but you wonder, you know, you doing stuff right. You figure if you're not doing shit right, they're going to let your ass go. You know what I'm saying? But I, my review, well, let me backtrack a little bit. I started September 10th of 2018. So I had a review already, y'all. And I'm like, they just sprung it on me, which was stupid funny, because I wasn't even expecting it. I just went to the main office, because, you know, a lot of y'all don't know, I work in the office by myself, and the main office is off of Layton. So I go to the main office every Wednesday to get the files together. Last company, of course, that wasn't there, didn't do shit right. So, you know, you always got to clean up, whatever. So I'm at the main office, and I did what I'm gonna do, and then HR wants to talk to me, and I'm like, oh, okay. So I go back there, boom, I'm having a motherfucking review. I'm like, looking stupid as hell in the face, like something you not, you know, really accustomed to. You know what I mean? Like, when I worked at Toyota and shit, you had to damn near get on your knees and beg and peel your nails back to get a motherfucking review and a raise. You know what I'm saying? For those that listen from over yonder. So anyway, I had my review. They felt I was doing great. My tenants like me. Let's see what else. they asked me questions like as far as how I felt I was doing or what I felt I needed to work on or blah, blah, blah. And she told me, like, she had me jot down a few things and then gave her, like, a response that coming Monday. So my review was, like, not last week, but the week before. So that following Monday, you know, I had to give her my response or whatever to the couple questions or, you know, what have you. But my point is, I ain't even been at this job a year yet. And I definitely wasn't expecting a review yet. And I definitely wasn't expecting a $2 raise. So I'm geeked by it because it shows appreciation. Like, any job you done had, like, they don't $2, you know what I'm saying? Unless it's like one of them good ass jobs. Otherwise than that, you getting shit like 50 cents. I didn't even hear motherfuckers getting 10 cent, 15 cent, 20 cent, 25 cent, but majority is 50 cent or 75 cent or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Only way you gonna boost up like that is if they don't want you to leave or they feel like you know, the last resort, or, you know, they're trying to suck up. You know what I'm saying? But what does that entail? You know what I'm saying? Like, if they gotta do that just so you don't leave, like, that really don't show shit. Because you should have did that for me prior when you see me busting my ass. So I'm saying that to say this. I'm most definitely happy I left Toyota. 100% happy. Like, I get paid straight. And then on top of that, a bitch getting a $2 raise. Now, to some of y'all, that may not be nothing. You may not feel like it's nothing. But you gotta remember, you don't know what I make. So to get a $2 raise, God is good. Period. And I can 100% guarantee you, if I stayed where I was, I wouldn't have got that. I wouldn't have got that for all the shit that I do. I'm sorry. Excuse me. All the shit that I did. But here it is at this other job. I ain't even been there a year yet. And I know I do a lot of shit. And I'm getting paid to do a lot of shit. And on top of that, I'm about to get paid to do the same shit. But I'm getting paid a little bit more. So, for all people that think that you can't move around from where you at, or you scared to, or you think you're not gonna make what you was making at that place, or it's a comfort factor, is what it is. I'm telling you, gotta take that leap of faith. You're gonna have to jump. If you want to see better and do better, you're going to have to jump. Because if you working for somebody, yes, everybody that is working for somebody is making that next person's dream come true. But in the midst of that, you got to find ways to make your shit come true. And then eventually, you won't be working for nobody else but yourself. So, yeah, I'm happy. I bounced out my situation. It was more so the people, certain people that would be missed, not the place. Because, and I don't have to get into a lot of detail, because like I said, a few of my listeners, they still work there, and a few of my listeners have worked there. So they already know where I'm coming from, so I don't have to really elaborate a whole lot. But you get tired and you get fed up. So, again, don't take bullshit just because you looking at that paycheck. Because trust, I'm living proof that you can move the fuck around with the higher amount that you're getting paid. And then, like I said, not even being at my establishment for a fucking year yet. And I'm bumped up. Speaks for itself. So, anyway.
enough of that jibber jabber. Come on, Milky Way, I'm gonna let you outside. I'm gonna let my dog outside, y'all. Enough of that crap. I need to know what's been going on with my listeners. I need some response. I need some, how y'all been doings, and get on here and shoot some questions, and so I can respond to some answers and all that good stuff. And, Coco, I know you're listening. I gotta hit you up. We gotta get that guest appearance in motion. We've been holding that off too long. So I know I gotta gather up some questions for you. That's my girl. I know y'all don't know her. She's from New York. So we most definitely gotta have her on the cast so we can get a feel of what New York is like and what's going on over them ways. And we need to link up. But otherwise than that, my listeners, again, I'm gonna apologize for the long, very, very long delay. I gotta get back on top of this. But y'all hit me up. Let me know how everybody been doing, how everybody been feeling, and what's going on in y'all life, and all of that good stuff. What goals we got going on? I know one goal I got. It need to be stopping smoking, but I'm not quite ready for that one yet. And I know if you're not ready, you're not going to do it. But I do need to do it. I know that much. But I think my main focus first is going to be my weight. Start getting in the gym. I think I still got my membership at the Y. Anybody out there that listen to my cast, y'all got a membership at the Y, let's go together. I'll let you know the days I can't go, because I got bingo dates. But otherwise than that, I've been thinking about going back to school. Not really 100% sure of what I want to do. I know I want to buy me some property, though. Something little, though. Nothing too big, because right now I manage 100 units. So I understand the concept of owning something like larger than that would be too much, especially when you're starting off. So I'm digging something smaller. That's a good thing to get into, real estate, something with longevity that's not gonna go nowhere. That's what I'm looking at. So yeah, so this cast not gonna be real long, guys. It's just gonna be a short, hey, how you doing, I've been missing type of thing, letting y'all know a little bit about what's going on or have been going on in my life, what I've been up to. Finally went on a vacay and, you know, little stuff like that. And just talking about my job a little bit and how thankful I am to have went and moved on there. And just maintaining every day like you're supposed to. Keeping your head up, keeping focused, staying strong. Don't worry about the haters. Just do you. Shit, that's what life is. If you worry about what everybody else think or the next person think, man, you go crazy. Hey, I want to shoot that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say that too. Of course, I'll be listening to The Breakfast Club. And they's talking about, what did Charlamagne talk about? Because he gave the person donkey of the day. You know, that is the Instagram model bullshit. Like, you know, you just gotta be that. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going under the knife to suck nothing away. Unfortunately, 9 years ago, I wasn't this big, and I got this big. And weight does put a toll on you. It messes with your health. It messes with your sleep. All of that good stuff. I get it. But if I don't get my lazy ass up and get out here and at least try, I feel like it's even lazier to go under the knife and just get it done quickly. Besides, so much shit could go wrong with that. So, yeah, hopefully none of my listeners is on that extra shit. Milky Way! Oh, look at there. He came right away, y'all. Hi. And my little Cocker Spaniel, y'all. But, anyway. So, I appreciate everybody listening to me. I appreciate all the feedback I get. And I promise y'all, I'm going to stay up on top of this now. Get back on it. Because I know I've been slacking, like I said. So, again, you guys can follow me on Facebook or request a friend if I know you. Varsis K. You can also... Sorry, guys. You can also find me on Twitter. If you have a Twitter, you can find me on there at Latae151, which is LATAE 151. And then, guys, if you want to follow me on the gram, same name, LATAE. Now, I'm just going to shoot this out real quick. I'm very horrible at posting pictures and shit. And I just, like I said, I never was that one. Like, if you pay attention to my Facebook and stuff like that, I don't really too much post nothing. I just share shit. But I guess I reckon I should get back on that. I reckon I should. But yeah, shout out to my girl Alicia Jean Dark. Again, I reached out to you not too long ago and told you I had always wanted to start it. And when I seen yours, I said, let me go ahead and do what I always wanted to do. So shout out to you, because in a sense, you gave me the platform. I wanted to start it and didn't even do the research for it. You know what I mean? Like, just said, oh, whatever. Just kept brushing it off until you sent me yours. So much love for that. And Alicia is somebody I used to work with at LB. So shout out to her. Love from the heart, Alicia. Because like I said, I wouldn't even start it. I would have just kept pushing it off. But because of you and you sending me that, that's what started. So I just want to give a special shout out from my heart to her. So guys, I am going to end this. Like I said, I don't want it to be super long for my first comeback. So again, you know, hit me up, Latae151. That's my Twitter, my Instagram, my Facebook. A lot of y'all already know it, but some of y'all don't. So it's Varsis K. So yeah, just check me out. Hit me up. And I will talk to you guys later. So everybody have a great night, a great weekend. Stay out of trouble and be blessed. Bye, guys.